Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1421, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome back to another special edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, basically all things lifestyle related. You send in the questions and I answer them for you. Now, if you want to know more about me and my credentials and why I call myself Dr. Neil, definitely check out one of the Q&As from earlier this month. So I'm going to save a bunch of time and not go into those details right now, and instead jump right in so we can hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Sydney writes, "Hi, Dr. Neil. I really appreciate how you rely on research and are always realistic in your articles and responses. Question: I have been strength training for a while now, but I'm not sure I'm getting enough protein. I've seen formulas for daily protein intake, but I've also heard that your body can only digest so much protein at once. I reach my daily protein goal by eating 2 to 3 heavy protein meals a day, but I'm worried a lot of that protein I'm consuming is getting excreted and that I may need to shift to eating 4 to 5 meals a day, but with less protein per meal. So my question is, how much protein can your body properly digest and use in one sitting? And when can I eat again? Thank you." Hi, Sydney. I'm so glad you found this podcast. Thank you for taking the time to send me your question and for your kind words. And thank you for being a regular listener. Now, I'm going to start by using my psychic abilities and predict that you're already consuming enough protein each day. How could I possibly know this? Well, you told me, but even if you didn't tell me, I would know this because there have been a lot of data collected examining how much and what types of food folks around the world consume regularly. And in the Western world, most of us easily meet our daily protein needs each day. In fact, most of us probably get more than what's recommended. But how do we know how much protein we should be getting each day? Sydney, you mentioned that you've seen different formulas for calculating this. And you're right, there are quite a few of them. Now, since you were asking about how much protein to consume at each meal, I did find a formula based on this from a recently published article. The authors of the article said that to maximize muscle building, we should aim to eat 0.4 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight per meal. All right, that sounds like a lot of math. We'll get to that in a second. If you're thinking more about a daily total instead of a per meal total, they said we should aim to get about 1.6 grams of protein per kilogram body weight per day. Okay, again, I just mentioned a bunch of grams and kilograms, which can get really confusing. So let's take a moment and try and figure out what all of this means. Stick with me, I promise the math isn't too scary. For those of us in the US, we do not measure weight in grams and kilograms. So we have to do a bit of extra math to make sense of these recommendations. Let's say you weigh 150 pounds. In order to make sense of these protein recommendations, we have to convert our body weight in pounds to kilograms. Luckily, this math is pretty easy. To get your body weight in kilograms, divide your body weight in pounds by 2.2. Using my example, if you weigh 150 pounds, divide 150 by 2.2. Punching this into my imaginary calculator, and I get 68.2 kilograms. Hopefully that's what you got too. This means if you weigh 150 pounds, you weigh 68.2 kilograms. Now, no matter what you weigh, use this same formula. Divide your body weight, whatever it is, in pounds by 2.2 to get your weight in kilograms. Okay, now that we know your hypothetical body weight in kilograms, the math is super simple going forward. The published study I mentioned said that during each meal, we should try and get 0.4 grams of protein per kilogram body weight. Okay, since our hypothetical body weight is now 68.2 kilograms, we now just multiply that 68.2 kilograms by the recommendation, 0.4. All right, so now let's enter that into our imaginary calculators, 68.2 times 0.4, and we should get 27 and some change. So what this tells us is a 150-pound person should try and get 27 grams of protein at each meal. Now, Sydney, you asked about how much protein the body can absorb at one time. There seems to be a consensus among most of the studies I've seen that says most of us can only absorb about 20 grams of protein at any given time. But remember, the study I just referenced where we just did that math said we should consume 27 grams of protein at each meal. So what gives? Well, it turns out that as we learn more and more about protein metabolism, it seems that certain individuals may be able to consume more protein at a given time. For example, I've talked about the importance of creating demand for protein. Meaning, if we eat extra protein, but the body doesn't have a demand for it, basically the body doesn't need it, then that extra protein we eat may not be absorbed. Or let's say it does get absorbed. Maybe it doesn't go to our muscles. Instead, maybe it gets converted to fat instead. So, how do we create a demand for protein? By making our muscles bigger and stronger. Or put another way, perform strength and resistance training on a regular basis. So it seems that those that participate in regular strength training may be able to absorb more than 20 grams of protein at a given time. Also, what complicates things is that different types of proteins seem to be absorbed more easily than others. For example, whey protein is one of the most easily absorbed proteins, but leucine, a specific type of amino acid, may be even more important when it comes to muscle growth after your workout. Not only that, what complicates things even more is that the types of foods the proteins are packaged in may also make a difference. Not only that, but what you eat along with the protein-rich food changes how fast that protein gets absorbed. So can you tell things are getting very complicated very quickly? Okay, so at this point, you're probably ready for me to stop confusing you and just sum things up into some usable advice. So, here's what most health organizations and experts in the field recommend. Try to consume some protein and carbohydrate within 20 to 30 minutes after finishing your workout. That's like the ideal, the post-workout meal. Now, the reason for that is after a workout, the demand for protein is high, which makes it the best time to replenish it. And because carbohydrate actually helps with protein absorption, eating both within 20 to 30 minutes of your workout is fantastic. Now, Sydney, you asked specifically whether you should aim for 4 to 6 smaller protein-rich meals or 2 to 3 larger ones. Well, the published study that I mentioned earlier recommends that you aim for 4 to 6 more modest protein meals each day. But again, on days when you're working out, within 20 to 30 minutes, if you can have some protein and some carbohydrates, around 20 grams of protein, and about 1 gram of carbohydrate per kilogram of body weight may optimize how that protein gets absorbed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Thank you so much again for the question, Sydney. Now, if you want your question answered right here on the show, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played and heard in an episode, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can ask your question by recording straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Thank you again so much for doing that. Answering your questions is one of my favorite parts of the show. All right, that wraps up another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you again so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.